Hey everyone, good morning. Hope you're all good. Just some pretty significant updates. So I would say in the next week, we'll be in a very good position to finally be close to completion with like the vision, what I've been working day and night on for a long time trying to accomplish this. So the way that everything is designed is when you go to blockcircle.com right now, you'll see that there's a trade tab and then there's a discover tab. And it's very simple. It's, you know, simplicity is the ultimate sophistication, right? As they say. So whenever you're ready to trade and you want to trade, you would click the trade tab. And then there'll be really just a few things. There'll be trade alpha, political alpha, whale alpha, and then the last alpha is the prediction alpha. So, and then if you're trying to research and discover opportunities and try to uncover your own assets that are potentially outperforming, uncover new token launches, investigate token listings, if you just want to read market analysis, if you want to read my read on the market, then you would just click discover. So, because that's a different use case, it's a different interest of people. But for a lot of people, you're just interested in trades. You just want to be able to get a feed of trades that you can look at for extremely liquid, highly available, easy to access crypto assets and stocks and precious metals and commodities that are worth pursuing. And you want to be able to look at my short-term, mid-term, and long-term positions, market orders, limit orders, and you want to be able to just look at what positions I'm in today. And that's what the trade alpha would be. So that's not launched yet. It's almost done. But essentially the way that it's going to be, the trade alpha will be able to just, it'll be very simple. So it'll show every single trade that I'm currently in, and it'll show the highest performing trades from the highest performing trading strategies from the momentum trading engine. So you see how it's all, everything is interrelated. So the trade alpha will allow you to see these are the trades that are being issued by the highest performing trading strategies from the MTE. And then see my current like immediate term to short term positions that I'm in, then midterm, long term. So you'll be able to just see everything in one feed. There's no confusion. It's like very clear entry price, very clear exit price, very clear stop loss. And if you want to be able to look at the justification and the reasoning for why a particular trade was taken, you would literally just click it and then it'll expand and it'll show you the detail. And because obviously I'm going to write some supporting information on why I'm in a trade. And that's it. That's as simple as that. And then you, from that trade alpha, you can subscribe to that trade, and then it'll automatically send you alert on any, really any destination that you could imagine. Like if you want to receive the trade via email, if you want to execute the trade on your own exchange account, if you want to execute the trade via, you know, Telegram or Discord, etc., that's completely up to you. But that's how it's set up. And then Whale Alpha is what's already being used by a lot of you. From what I could see, the two most popular like functions right now is the Whale Alpha and the Prediction Alpha. The Prediction Alpha is extremely popular right now. Like I can see a lot of you are sending me amazing bug reports, like just so much constructive feedback. I'm continuously making improvements. The team, we're all just, everyone's exhausted. Like we're just doing everything we can. And the Prediction Alpha has been awesome. It's been really, really good. And that's essentially bringing together all of the six main prediction markets into one interface and then being able to run our own block circle valuation to try to see if there's a mispricing. Like if yes is at 17%, and then we believe that yes should be closer to 12%, that's a 5% disparity. And that 5% delta, right, that's a difference of 5%. It's pretty significant. Like you could absolutely look to position yourself to profit from that. And I've been doing that. So I would say Prediction Alpha has been really good and it's just getting better and better. And then the whale alphas has been awesome because it's just been, you could spot, you know, we have like our total database is like 30,000 whales, and it's growing every day because we're scanning every single new prediction marker. We're scanning every single new token being launched. And it's just leveraging so much information into a simple interface. So it's like, who are the highest performing whales in the market today? When you look at prediction marketplaces, when you look at Ethereum, Solana, Base, Arbitrum, Sonic, et cetera. And you can then subscribe to their trades. You could just track them and monitor them. I sent you guys some screenshot of that. And then you can also just go to a trade feed, which is not open for everyone yet. That's what I'm finishing now. But that trade feed for whales tells you every single transaction that's above X threshold. So above $100,000, you'll be able to see every single transaction that's above a significant amount. And then that allows you to spot new whales, new incoming whales that are coming through. And then, yeah, there's just so much more. So the whole goal, the whole vision of this is to just simplify the user interface and the user experience for you all. So it's like, rather than jumping around, and for me, above all, this is what I want to use every day. I've been using these tools every day for a long time, but it's like been jumping around. So it's like, I have to go to Telegram, then I have to use the Alpha Hunter bot, then I have to go to TradingView, then I have to go to the Global Liquidity Scorecard, Macroeconomic Risk Scorecard, like the altcoin market scorecard. Then I'm jumping to Discord. I'm looking, okay, market reversal alerts. I'm like, all right. Then I'm going, it's just overwhelming. It's an overwhelming amount of touch points, and it's so clunky and cumbersome and inconvenient, and it makes no sense. So that's the whole point. So the vision is that I'm building our own version of the Global Liquidity Scorecard in our app, right? The Macroeconomic Risk Scorecard, the Altcoin Market Scorecard, those are all going to be in the app itself. So you don't have to go and jump to TradingView and use this incredibly convoluted, like archaic process of trying to visualize a table. Like it just doesn't, it doesn't make any logical sense at all to have to do that. So once that's done, I think you'll all love it. And then, so that gives you everything you would possibly need. Like, I think that's the whole point. And it's the same thing with a lot of you are using the Alpha Hunter. Like there's no reason to use Telegram or use Discord for that. You should be able to have access to everything on the web app. So that's what we have now. So that is it. That is everything we've been working on. And it's going way, way beyond crypto, right? Crypto is just one small asset class. You know, it's every day the prediction marketplaces are hitting new all-time highs, and there's absolutely no application from what I could see that's even remotely close to what we're building with BlockCircle in terms of the prediction alpha, because that tells you exactly the size and the performance and the composition of the whales that are in, that are positioned in different yes or no sides for each prediction market. You just click analyze and then you'll see it for quite a bit. So for opinion trade, for poly market, et cetera. So yeah, if there's questions or anything, just please just ask. Just please keep sending feedback. Please keep sending how things could be better, how you would love to have something. Like just send it, please. I'll add it to the roadmap. I'll prioritize it, and then we'll get it done. All right. Thank you all. Love you all.